This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
CAF, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I have a quick programming note. Ben is brand new. He did not hear the edict. I believe this is Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. We have to stop this song immediately. I said a few days ago that we can play Scorpions, but we can't play that song during the series with the Carolina Hurricanes. Okay. That's just too much Hurricanes propaganda.
I see.
So it's not your fault. I'm just pointing it out.
We should make this all Metallica rest of the show. Since they played in Blacksburg,
I can make that happen. No,
they're coming to DC.
How about we do Metallica and sprinkle in? I'm sure we'll get to this in the entertainment page. Uh-huh. Sprinkle in a little bit of Three Doors Down, because the lead singer of Three Doors Down came out with a health announcement yesterday.
Oh,
it's not good.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So we'll do mostly Metallica, and we'll give a little hat tip to our friends in Three Doors Down as well.
All right.
So we'll have a carve out for that.
Gotcha.
But no more Rock You Like a Hurricane. Thank you, Ben, for your quick action on that.
All right, that works.
Appreciate it. Early in the show, we talked about our friend Ryan Spader. He's an MLB analytics expert. He has the Project 186 Parlay, where he is trying, along with, I guess, a group of bettors, to hit it big on a bet where they put huge parlays together, like 10, 13, 15-game parlays. Last night, he came tantalizingly close to hitting a 15-game parlay. He's joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. It's Ryan Spader. You can follow him on Twitter at the Ace of Spader, and Spader is spelled S-P-A-E-D-E-R.
All right, I have a question for you. Ryan, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Thanks for joining us.
What's up?
Can you explain, because this is just how my brain works, I have to know why you call it the 186 Project.
I get that one a lot. It's because... the year that I began it, there was 186 in-season days, so it just landed on me, Project 186.
Okay, and gotcha. And the bit behind, because I'm new to, I follow Ryan, but I don't follow, you know, everybody's tweet, you know, if I see it when I'm on, you know, I read. Drabby said that you've been doing this for, what, a couple years now, and the bit is you have your own Discord or whatever, and you got guys, and you pick the entire board every day during the season. Is that the idea?
That's right, yeah. So I'll pick the entire slate, and then what the people in the group do is they say, all right, he's right on this one, he's wrong on this one. Mm-hmm. So we do like a secondary one from there. But the main one is my own slate, and, time and time again, come close on that 15, but not quite there.
So some nights it might be like a six-game parlay, some nights it's a 10. Like,
on a Monday when there's a limited schedule, you're still betting every game, right?
Correct. Yeah,
we've won
some sixers, some eights, some tens, some twelves.
Okay,
I think 13 was probably our highest. The most fascinating thing that I've seen out of any of this is the one day I won 14-1. Of course, I lost the first game instead of the last one, like last night. And one guy just happened to be a Rangers fan, so he flipped the Pirates from the Rangers to the Rangers. And the guy made $21K on $1.47.
Oh, unbelievable.
Wow.
Now, Ryan,
did he throw you any shekels as a tip?
No, he didn't. I never asked the guys for anything. They pay membership to be there. So, you know, that's good enough for me. And we have a lot of fun doing it.
Ryan, are you strictly betting outright winners? Are you betting run lines? Are there any props in these plays? Or is it strictly just the winning team in the parlay?
We throw around a lot of side stuff throughout, but the main focus is just the money line, straight up every day, every game.
Gotcha.
I track all this, and you know, we've done pretty well over the years, but still 15 evades me. It's my white whale.
So you wouldn't even consider a buyout at all?
No, I mean, what kind of man would I be to not believe in what I'm doing? They offered me, like, I think it was 88,000 last night for the going into the ninth inning, and just mathematically that's foolish. So what I did do was hedge myself a little bit. I put a few nickels against the Blue Jays because the Angels were plus 900. So I was able to come out on top, but you know, certainly not 146K.
What did you put on the game, on the Angels outright?
I put a little bit over 10 grand.
Sweet.
I mean, again, if you could just turn away 88,000, I posited this, Ryan.
He's filthy rich anyway.
You're just rich. If you could just turn away
88,000. Cakes, we got that Palantir money, man. Come on.
I mean, you have way more shares than I do, my friend. Trust me.
Hasn't Ryan bragged before online about some of his investments? I feel like I've read some stuff from you where you've been like, yeah, because maybe some guys will take shots at you and you're like, you know, I've done pretty well for myself, etc. Right?
I mean, I'll throw a screenshot around occasionally, but only when people are giving me a hard time or something, because, you know, what the hell? What's the based in? But, you know, I'm out of the financial industry. I got out of that, joined the Marine Corps. That's how much the financial industry stressed me, joined the Marine Corps, and then went in that direction. But I still do it for fun.
Right.
So last night, there weren't that many late games because the Rockies were hosting Detroit. And, of course, the Angels were playing at home out in L.A. So when the Tigers scored two runs in the top of the 10th, okay, you obviously were checking those numbers and see what the offer was. But before that happened, what was the offer? What was the payout offer before the Tigers took that lead?
I think we were at about 42,000 then. And then progressively went from 42 up to 88 throughout that Jays game. Right. And it got to the point, honestly, I wasn't even going to hedge it. And I have a good friend of mine back in Delco who was like, dude, I'm not allowing you to not hedge this. I will do it for you if you don't do it.
Yeah.
And then I'm just charging you after the fact if
right.
you win. And I'm sending them one. And I was like, dude, you're not doing that. I'll hedge it. Don't worry.
Right. Smart. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, you still made a lot of money.
Yeah, it's just my thing was I wanted to die on that hill. I know it sounds stupid, but I believe in what I'm doing. It's worked over the years, and it seemed foolish to me to go ahead and bet against myself. But once I saw that plus 900 number, you know, there's no way to walk away from that and be any kind of intelligent human being, investor, gambler, whatever you want to call it.
So, maybe when you say it's mathematically foolish to take the payout at 88K when your team is up 4-2 in the ninth, okay, that's different.
You just took a bad beat.
No, but I think it's mathematically foolish not to hedge that play.
Right.
So you made the right play.
The reason one of us was on radio and the other one was working in finance. I'll just tell you the math behind it is, you know, if they're offering you plus 900, so you're 9-1 there, you're just wiser to go ahead and hedge versus take what you're doing is essentially paying a second VIG, which you're already paying from the get-go. They're shaving quite a bit off the top, usually about 30% of the ticket's value they're taking just to pay you out some of your money.
Can I ask you, in all of this, and it sounds like this is more of just like a fun thing, you know, like let's try to hit a grand slam and everybody get rich. But at the end of the day, we're doing this for fun. Are you, with this project, are you net up or down? I can't imagine, well, I guess with a 10K win, you probably are up.
Yeah, I've done pretty well with it. Definitely net up, or people probably would be subscribing to my platform.
Hold on, say it again. More people should be, you say?
You said people wouldn't be subscribing.
I don't think they would be. But yeah, I've net up over the last 4 years. And frankly, when I started doing this, because I was holding myself accountable, it's the first time I probably started making money betting baseball. For years before that, it was not doing so hot, you know, gambling baseball. And I decided I'm gonna just put a system behind it. I'm gonna put numbers behind it. Look at it like investments and attack it that way. And it's,
So you're transparent. Can you tell us how much you are in the 4 years, whatever you've been doing it?
Oh, I'm not that transparent.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
Yeah, he just wants to keep that close to the vest.
All right.
By the way, he didn't win 10K. He wagered 10K on the 9-1.
Yes.
He won 90K.
Right.
So
he won
more money than the original payout.
Than the payout. Right. Nice. Got it.
Yeah.
Impressive. Yeah. Well, Ryan, thanks for updating us. And it's going to happen.
Hold on, real quick.
It's going to happen. You're going to hit that 15 game.
Ryan, were you watching the Angels Blue Jays game as it was going when Jeff Hoffman, the Blue Jays closer, comes in?
Well, he had to be.
Were you watching the game?
Of course. I slept 0.0 hours last night.
Right.
I got more sleep than you.
It's a rough one.
Hey, well, listen, I know that they've told me not to do this anymore, but Eric-Bickle-3, if you want to send any Venmo my way. I'm happy. I'm happy to accept it.
Even if it's $1, he'll take it.
Right. Congrats, buddy. Congrats. Very cool.
Good job.
All right.
If people
want
to follow him, how can they follow him, Case? Soon.
At the Ace of Spader, spelled S-P-A-E-D-E-R.
I should join the damn Discord.
Yeah. Get in there.
Yeah. All right. Congrats, buddy.
He also has his website.
Take it easy, guys.
Huh?
Yep.
He has a website, aceofspader.com.
Do you turn your mic off a lot? Like, why is it always like...
I don't know. It's on.
So he's going to play... Ace of Spader is going to play a 9-game parlay tonight.
Right. I would tail him. He seems
I'd tail him tonight. He
seems to know what
he's
talking about.
You know, as soon as I get in, it's going to be going a terrible losing streak.
What you have to do. You have to bet it like every day. You can't take days off. I think that's kind of his bit.
They're doing it
every day.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to be consistent.
Yeah.
I should have asked him how many times.
In there every day.
I should have asked him how many times he went 0 for the night.
I don't know.
0-15.
Couldn't tell you. He's probably had some of those nights.
I would go 0-15. Yeah.
All right. It is an open.
You know what? Let's
Thursday.
Do a 9-gamer today.
I mean,
we'll see how we do against Spader.
I'll jump on it. I can't make any of the picks.
I'll do it.
We can't even hit the 4-gamers.
Yeah. Oh, we could just put $1 on them just to see how many we win.
I just don't follow baseball well enough. I only know the Nats, kinda.
All right. Well, we can take all underdogs. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what? Just don't bet on the Rockies.
We won't. All right. Trust me, I won't be doing that. It's an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by NFL analytics expert Warren Sharp. Before the show is done today, at some point in the 9 o'clock hour, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica, who basically brought the house down at Lane Stadium last night in Blacksburg. They'll be back in this area May 28th at Northwest Stadium. During the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica live, which you should experience at least once in your lifetime.
I know EB is pessimistic about the Caps' chances tonight, but we put it up as the poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars. And a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The question, very simple. Will the Caps win game 2 of their playoff series? Right now, 71% of our respondents say yes.
Ooh, I like that confidence.
How does that jive with yesterday's poll where you said if they're going to panic, and it was like 66% said, yes, they're panicking.
Here's what
explains it. How's
that
jive?
I'll tell you how it jives. Today's game day. People are pumped because it's game day, EB.
Right.
They've got anticipation.
Right.
They're expecting a win, a bounce back.
Listen, I don't want to be – I want them to win. I want them to win in 5 now. I don't think
that's going to happen.
I just saw that and the
I'd
way
love
they
it to happen.
Dominated.
If they win the
it's
series.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around how we can pull this off.
If they win the series, big if, it's going 7. This series,
probably.
If Carolina wins, it could go 5-6. Maybe, I don't think it'll be sweet, but if Washington wins, it's definitely going. 7.
I don't like all this Carolina propaganda. I'm starting to bristle at it just a tad.
Yeah.
Now I understand, as a Caps fan, and most Caps fans, they have to wear that the Caps got dominated in Game 1. There's no way around it. They were just thoroughly outplayed by the Carolina Hurricanes. And it pains me to say this. We're the better team in Game 1. Hopefully, we're the better team in Game 2.
And Donnelly mentioned it And Carberry even mentioned it in his presser. The thing that is most humiliating about the being out hit part is we didn't even have the pick, the puck. So that's when you're supposed to hit them.
Yeah.
We didn't even have the puck and we got out hit.
Mm-hmm. They're too fast to hit.
We need to lean on like, on them tonight.
That's almost impossible to wrap your brain around.
Yeah.
I think you're right though, EB. I just checked.
Yeah.
So the panic meter poll had 63% of
Well, it was 66 yesterday.
Yeah, but it finished at 63%. Okay. It's up there for 24 hours. So 63% said yes, panicked. And right now in the early voting, 71% say win.
Right.
So they just slept on it. Just a bunch of panicky Petes.
So they slept on it. They feel a little bit better.
Or the panicky Petes aren't responding to this poll.
Right.
And they've tapped out.
Listen, I think it's by nature that you wake up each day and, you know, kind of, generally speaking, unless you're in some awful circumstance, you kind of wake up a little more optimistic.
By the way, this is not hockey related.
Speak for yourself.
But it is gambling related.
Okay, we like gambling.
And we just were talking to Spader about his parlay. So Paul Pierce is on one of the Fox shows.
Okay.
I think it's called Speak.
Former Wizard Paul Pierce.
Yes.
That's how I always remember him.
He didn't call bank. He called?
Called game.
Called game. Yeah. Such a great line. He was on the air, and he was talking about the Celtics-Knicks game, too.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Celtics were upset in game one.
Yep.
They shot 63-pointers, so people thought, oh, it's a lock. They're going to smash the Knicks in game two. I think that they were favored by close to 10 points.
Yeah, about 9.5. Yep.
And
they were pounding them. Like, last night during the poker tournament, people were watching it a little bit. I was looking at it. I was like, oh, the Celtics are pulling them. And then there was a stir late in the night. People were going crazy. I'm like, what happened? I'm like, oh, the Knicks beat the Celtics again.
So he said on the air.
Oh, what did he do?
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I'm walking here tomorrow 15 miles in my robe, no shoes on, barefoot. Put the house on.
No chance
table.
He's doing that.
No, it's impossible that a man of Paul Pierce's means is going to walk barefoot for 15 miles.
Did Russell end up doing his walk to Ashburn bit? Or did,
what do you think?
I can't remember.
He weaseled out.
How did he weasel out of it?
He just does what Lurch does and pretends like it never happens.
He doesn't talk about it.
Yeah, he must have to die a slow death.
Did he ever not pay? Didn't he pay on one of those dumb, outrageous statements he's made?
Maybe he did to some degree, but yeah. I know he did not walk to Ashburn.
What was the bet again? Can you refresh my memory?
If they beat somebody or
it was, I don't know. It's probably like Kicks where he says it's impossible to lose to the Cowboys or something.
Yeah, right. It's impossible for Tommy DeVito to lose to the
Giants to Tommy DeVito. Yeah. Impossible.
Yeah. So I took a Marinara.
Well, I think this is kind of a bad beat.
Why do I always pay up on my bets? And other people just because you make their way out.
I don't know. Here's the Chris Russell bet. He said that he would walk all the way from DC to Ashburn if the Redskins, this is 2017, finished 5-11.
Okay.
Because he had them better than that.
I guess
Jason,
so.
How long would it take you to walk from Ashburn to D.C.?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think people started to get
hours,
worried.
Half the day. I don't know.
Get hit by a car or something.
Yes, of course.
You know? It's dangerous.
I mean, if you walked on the toll road, you would die.
You would have to find trails, which is going to make it even longer. Like you can't walk on a toll road. Like, you'll get arrested.
I don't know. I don't know how you're going to find
you take the WOND trail down to Shirlington and then walk over somewhere.
But it would take forever.
Somebody
dude,
has to hold.
I rode my bike on that thing, and it was a nightmare.
I rode my bike on it, too. And
nightmare.
I wanted to die.
Somebody has to hold Paul Pierce somewhat accountable. I get it. He's on TV. It's televised. I get it. It's a bit. But yeah. I mean, you got to make him maybe do a mile.
He'll probably come in to the studio with a robe on or no shoes and say, I just walked here.
Right. He just
by the
dropped off by a limo, I'm sure.
He's the type that probably does throw a ton of cash on these games.
He is a full-blown degenerate gambler. Years ago, we were out in Vegas, and we were at what was the place with the ghost bar? It's the Palms.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I walked by the blackjack table. I think some of you guys are with me. And Paul Pierce had the biggest chip stacks I've ever seen at a blackjack table. I mean, usually you go to a blackjack table and people's stacks might be like this high, maybe this high. His stacks were like this high off the table. And they weren't like white or red chips.
They were probably purple.
They were the big money chips. Mm. He wasn't out there betting $5,000. He had a lot of money on the table.
Eric, this is kind of a bad beat. I was telling you a couple breaks ago that I put a considerable amount of money on a moneyline parlay of the Celtics and the Cavs.
Is it Ryan Spader level of money?
Nope. for me,
you, yeah, it's a lot.
To put the Celtics and the Celtics
a lot
to
of money
beat the
to put
Knicks
on a parlay.
Well, just to win the series.
I know.
The Celtics just had to beat the Knicks in the series. The Cavs just had to beat the Pacers in the series.
They still can.
Of course, it's not over, but they're both down 0-2.
It's unlikely
Cleveland's going to be tougher because they've got
guys all the guys
out.
Hurt. And I don't know if some of those guys are coming back.
It's unlikely both are going to come back from 0-2 deficits.
Probably.
It is unlikely. Unlikely. Yeah. I'm counting as a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, most people thought that the Knicks would be lucky to get one game in the series, and they're up 2-0. I love it. I was watching the game yesterday.
Well, how pathetic was that final possession with Tatum? I mean, I thought it was pathetic.
Excuse me if I don't shed a tear for the Celtics and their 500 banners hanging from their ceiling.
Now, to be fair,
Tatum is a great player. Yeah. But and listen, I don't watch a lot of NBA anymore. It's kind of repulsive to me. But he didn't even have a good handle on the ball the entire possession. He kept kind of like lose it. Like, it was just... I think it was Rudy Gay tweeted this. Did you see the tweet Rudy Gay had? Mm-mm. And I think he nailed it. Rudy Gay said, "I'm convinced guys don't know what to do inside a 3-point line anymore."
Mm-hmm. I think there's some of that.
He's probably right.
Yeah, now, Tatum, to be fair to Tatum, the possession before that, they ran the exact same play. He had a head of steam, and he dribbled right in between two defenders and dunked it.
Okay, this time so he's Mazzulla, going east-west. He didn't know what
Mazzulla
he was doing.
Mazzulla was asked, "Why didn't you call a timeout before that possession?" Yeah. And he's like, "Well, we just ran the same play." And I think what happened is, to their credit, he gets in a situation where he's about to shoot a turnaround jumper. The Knicks swarmed him. They had three guys around him.
Right.
And Mikal Bridges made a really big play. He had 0 points in the first three quarters. Mm-hmm. And he scored 14 in the fourth quarter. Well, the Knicks just, if you keep them in the game, they're going to get you. Because I think by votes from the players, I'm not sure. Jalen Brunson was dubbed the most clutch player in the NBA.
Yeah, he's been clutch in the playoffs.
I only saw the final play because I was too busy looking at Big John's exposed cards at MGM last night. But just by looking at the final score, gross. It might have been the greatest game ever. 91-90. I don't get size.
Do you know how many points?
I like games in the hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
The Knicks have... The Celtics have missed 75 threes in the series.
I see what's happening.
75.
I'm just telling you, aesthetically, looking at that score.
They're 25 for 100.
It makes me want to be blind. I don't want to see a score like that in the NBA playoffs. Yeah.
Do you know how many points OKC had in the first half yesterday?
I think it was 82.
Yeah. 87.
87.
That's ridiculous.
They almost hit the total of the Knicks-Celtics game.
That is a gross total for me.
Well, Tim Legler called the first game an abomination to basketball.
Yeah.
He's on TBB side.
The world-class three-point shooter, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Just said they just jack him up. He said they played the final 18 minutes of the game like there was 3 seconds left.
All right, can I just say again? Can I get my back padding machine back?
It's always
I called
to your
this
chair.
10 years ago. Like 10 years ago. I think it was the first. Again, I think it was the first.
You might have been tip of the spear.
It's degenerated. It's awful basketball. And I know Steph Curry's amazing and all that stuff, but I hate it.
A three-point contest.
It's a three-point contest that just anything. Anybody gets their hands free.
I hate that.
Don't even have to be open. Just launch it. I hate it. Sorry.
I love NBA playoff basketball.
NBA
I'll tell you
playoff
that.
Games that where both teams end under 100. That result should be null and void. You should replay the game, in my opinion.
But don't people but you know say what?
That's
in old school. Again?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I was going to say, in 1987, they weren't taking 43s in 1987. Yeah. That's okay. In 1987, that's how games ended in the playoffs.
I know. I'm well aware that the scoring's way
actually,
up.
Actually, into the 90s.
But Tatum has been a complete dud so far in this series. 5-for-19 last night. Mm-hmm. And 7-for-23 in the other game. Or no, 7-for-23 last night, 5-for-19 in the first.
Not good.
No.
All right.
And my bet's a big fat loser.
Let's bang out some of these calls.
Shocker.
Definitely a loser.
It is an open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. I've also determined, Cakes, I said this a few weeks ago, I think it's coming back. I think people are buying into open line Thursday again.
I hope you're correct. 800-636-1067 is the number.
Let's go to Ron in Frederick. Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, boys. Love the show. Big fan, as always.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, man.
Got to be a little bit Rick. I called in before. You can probably call me Rick Ron. That's fine.
Okay.
All right, Rick Ron. What's up?
All right, why you sound depressed.
You sound very muted today, Ron.
Were you like a Caps fan or something?
What are you upset about today, Rick Ron?
Well, today I got to talk about how mostly EB and Case, you guys are pushing Jaden to get laid and go out and all that stuff and push him down that road.
You understand,
and I'm like,
we're kidding. You understand we're
I know,
kidding.
It's a bit, but leave the man alone. He's doing, you don't, what do you want to be like a Tyreek Hill?
No, but do you find it odd that his mom is pretty much omnipresent everywhere he goes? His mom's there. Do you find that odd?
Not if he, again, different lifestyle. He's like a Tim Tebow 2.0, right? So she raised him right. She's taking care of him. If he plays, I want him to play. So if this gets him to play,
I agree with that general sentiment, but I do think at some point parents have to break away from their children and let them blossom.
Sure.
And listen,
sure.
I love hanging out with my kids as much as anybody, but I'm not going out on their dates. You know what I mean?
No, I'm right. I'm kind of joking with you as well.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, he is, you know, people. He's a good Christian guy. Just, you know,
hey, I love that.
We don't want him down there.
I don't want him Tyreek Hill. I don't want him banging strippers.
I mean, said he's a perfect person.
Yeah.
He's the guy that Hoobastank is singing about back in the day.
I'd love for him to marry one of my kids. It'd be great.
You think he caught the reason?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Right,
there's no chance Jaden Daniels knows who Hoobastank is.
Hey, Rick
either.
Ron Ray, what else are you pissed about?
Well, I'm not pissed, but I am concerned about the Caps because part of me is like, we've done this before. We're going down this road, and they're going to lose in 4 or 5. But they've broke that a couple years ago, and they haven't. So I'm torn. It can go either way. I was kind of upset about EB busting on them a couple days ago about how bad they were and why didn't they play so good.
But I just have to be honest.
It
sounds like you're kind of in the same camp.
Yeah, well, again, I've been here for, you know, 50-some years. You're used to this. But then a few years ago, both them and the Nats broke that streak. So I'm confused. We haven't had this before. So
let me ask you a question. I don't know what the word, your inflection or just your tone, you kind of have a reserved, almost but like a down vibe to you. Give me something that you're excited about.
He's a Debbie Downer?
A little bit. Just like your tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
are you a little bit depressed?
Aren't we all? I mean,
Lurch, what is it? BetterHelp?
BetterHelp, man.
BetterHelp. Like, yeah. I feel like you're a little bit down, man.
You need to pick me up.
I want to see, you know, I want to see my teams win. I want to see things good. I mean, I'm very excited about the command.
You sound like you need to speak to a BetterHelp therapist.
Right? I do. Yeah. I think BetterHelp.
Or I need to get better teams, maybe.
Yeah. He's in Frederick. I would recommend just go to Roy Rogers. It'll lift your spirits.
That's probably a good idea.
They have one of those in Frederick.
Right off like 95 or something?
What do you mean off 95?
There's no 95 in Frederick.
Oh, I was thinking of Fredericksburg. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
No, up 70. 270. Okay.
All right. All right. Have a good day. Weekend's almost here.
Maybe he's upset that Ben mistakenly played "Rock You Like a Hurricane" when I banned that song during the playoff series. I don't know.
It could be.
Who knows?
It could be that Frederick has some of the world's ugliest people.
You're saying it's Frederick.
You love to attack Frederick and Laura,
dude. Hey, you might be an attractive person, but will you admit when you go to the grocery store there, sometimes it's wild?
Yeah, it's wild. I also live further in Washington County. It's even wilder out there. But yeah,
absolutely.
I'm telling you, dude, you got to experience it.
What do you
go
do for
there?
A living, Ron?
Well, I did go to Costco. I took EB's advice and heard that there's a lot of good things at Costco. They were busted on you last week about that.
You're just finding out that Costco has good things in yeah. the year 2025.
Taking EB's advice.
Yeah, see, a lot
Ron,
of
what do you do for
advice,
a living?
JP, I'm in IT.
He's an IT guy.
All right.
I kind of have a story kind of like you. I have some younger kids. And
IT
kids
for him doesn't stand for inspirational technology.
No.
You had kids that are grown, and now you have some new young ones.
Yeah.
Second marriage.
Doing it all over again.
No, it's first one.
First marriage.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Long story. But love you guys. I'm not down. I'm just kind of... We like to say reserved. It's hard to the IJS kicks in when they start losing.
Right. He's doing it's the
right.
He's
a good
IJS.
All right, Ron. God bless you.
If they have a big game tonight, that's going to be awesome.
You know, be happy.
Yeah,
man.
Live a little.
You know,
I'm happy.
Have a black cherry Surfside.
That makes everybody's day better.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, Ron. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Love you guys.
All right. See. Love you, man.
All right. Don't forget, you can join in on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget, Warren Sharp, NFL analytics expert. He'll join the show coming up at 9 o'clock. Thank you, Ben, for playing a little Three Doors
Down. This is a bad story, man. Brad Arnold, who we met.
We met him like 20 years ago when we were at HFS. Couldn't be a nicer guy.
Great voice, great band, great sound. Man, stage 4 cancer?
Yeah, he announced that yesterday. It's awful.
That is awful.
Kidney, I think it started, emanated in his kidney, spread to his lung.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of miracle stuff that can happen out there. So don't write him off yet. Don't write him off yet.
He says he's not afraid. He says, yeah. I've got no fear.
Right.
That's impressive, because I would have fear.
Oh, yeah.
I would be the most fearful. So he's facing it like a man. I'd be facing it like a big giant chicken. So props to you, Brad Arnold. We are thinking of you, and hopefully you can pull through this.
Now, they're not named the chicken, but Utah came out with their name yesterday, Utah Hockey Club.
Yes.
They're going to be the Utah Mammoth. And I was asking Cakes, because he's big into logos and team names.
Actually,
if he likes the Utah Mammoth. Now,
S's or whatever. Yeah.
Well, apparently there's controversy because Mammoth is singular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The plural actually is Mammoths.
But
it's not Mammoth.
I'll just say this. Just my blink is.
Sounds better.
Utah Mammoth flows better than Utah Mammoths.
It's just harder to say.
Yeah, it sounds better.
Utah Mammoth.
Like Sean Parker and...
the Facebook.
Yeah, he said, just drop the V.
Yeah.
It's cleaner.
Yeah.
Utah Mammoth.
I think you're right. It sounds better.
Than Utah Mammoth.
Who cares if it's grammatically correct?
It sounds better.
But, they're the Carolina Hurricanes, the Washington Capitals.
The primary logo...
Right, well, they're just talking about one player.
Their logo is pretty damn good. It's like a mix of a mountain range... with an elephant head with the big tusks.
Yep.
You know how much better that is than Commanders?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Just like immediately, my blink is, that's a good name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Honestly, it's the first I heard it. I hadn't seen the story.
I preferred Utah Yeti or Yetis, but I understand them not going with that because when you think of Yeti now,
you think of a cooler.
You don't think of a scary, abominable snowman that's roaming through the Utah mountains. You think of a dumb, overpriced cooler.
No, I think the logo is perfect.
The logo's great.
Cakes, you've always been a guy that likes team names to end in S.
Generally,
now in
you're
this
correct.
Case, you're an exception. There are 5 hockey teams that don't end in S.
Okay,
can you name them?
Hold on. Can I write them down?
Yeah, and I've given you one.
Well, you got the Mammoth is one. Mm-hmm. That's easy. You have the Kraken.
Yes, Seattle Kraken.
You have the Wild.
Minnesota Wild.
So we're at 3.
Yeah,
two
There's
more.
There's 2 left. Who are the other 2? Why am I spacing on this?
Think Florida.
Not the Panthers. Oh, Lightning. Okay, that's 4. Mm-hmm. And what's the 5th? Not the Flames, not the Senators, not the Maple Leafs, not the Canucks.
Jason's former friend lives out there.
His friend lives in...
Colorado, Avalanche.
Oh, the Lanch. Oh.
There you go. How long has it been? You used to keep track of the days, Jason.
June 26, 2023.
I meant to rethink my stance on non-plural names being terrible because of that group.
They're all
the
pretty good.
The one that I don't really love is Wild. But Kraken
generic.
Is really good. Avalanche is
amazing. Avalanche is a home run.
It's a fantastic name.
Home run.
It's great.
Yeah.
I like the Mammoth. Sounds good.
Mammoth, I like it too.
EB, you wouldn't have bet that it would last 2 years, his breakup with his former
friend. Well, only because I know how stubborn Jason is. I would advise
Why is
Jason,
it my fault?
Well, just nobody said it was your fault.
So no one's fault. No one's blaming him?
No, of course. Okay. But I don't see him. My thing is always, I think it's just one where Jason just has to be the bigger man.
Yeah.
Just be the bigger person.
Hey, I'm a Taurus.
I don't know what that means.
Geez. It means I'm stubborn.
You're believing in astrological stuff.
Yeah, I think that's the way, I'm built.
Okay.
And that's the way he's built.
But you're
because, we were born on the same day.
Anybody that holds a grudge.
He being the former friend, not me, because I'm
when you hold
I'm a Scorpio.
Grudge,
I have no idea what that means.
That wears on you. You don't realize it, but it wears on you. And I would advise people not to hold grudges.
Of course.
It wore on me for probably the first 6 to 9 months. But honestly, I don't even think about it.
You guys have the same birthday?
Yeah.
I was unaware of that.
Dude, they're basically like brothers. And eventually it will get resolved. I know it will get resolved. It may be when he's on his freaking deathbed, but it's going to get resolved. Because they're like brothers.
I would never thought it would be close to 2 years.
Dude, he's stubborn.
Look, I'm getting blamed for it. And when he blamed me for something I didn't say.
Right. I would blame both parties.
Okay.
Because I think EB is absolutely right. Just be the bigger guy. Same thing for Skippy.
Well, you know what?
We just don't see Skippy.
Anything wrong. I'm just saying, just be the bigger person. Say, hey, listen, dude, I'm sorry that this ended up this way. Okay. We're brothers. Why are we fighting?
I tried to bury it by talking about the avalanche.
I can't worry about that. I got other things on my mind.
I tried to bury the story in an avalanche, and now it just
comes out the avalanche.
Well, Bickle should call Skippy. You're the one that started the whole thing.
You can be the mediator.
Listen.
You can be the peacemaker.
I also am stubborn because I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, you brought it up.
There's nothing wrong about that. I am stubborn.
It's funny.
Radio Insider.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott is upset that I brought up something that embarrasses him that actually traumatized me.
Right.
And so I don't think Scott owns that story.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that he's embarrassed by it. And but it wasn't like it was a secret. We talked about it before.
Yeah.
And hello. I'm 50% of that story. That story traumatized me. So he doesn't own it. Sorry.
Well,
that's how I feel. I am stubborn. And I will eventually make the call. And we'll be the bigger person. And I do think about it occasionally. I should just call and get that over with.
Because
as I do love him like a brother, too.
I'm not as close as Jason,
but I lived with the guy for years. And he is like a brother.
He doesn't have my new cell. And I blocked him, so he can't call me.
Yeah, but he could reach out to you through third parties. Easy.
EB, what fine, better day to call Skippy than an open line Thursday? Call him.
This is a personal thing. It's bleeding into the show. Sorry.
What's funny about that whole story is he got pissed off because of what you brought up. All right? And we were kind of making fun of it. But he would call up and tell the entire DC audience he used to wear his wife's panties.
Yeah, I know.
And that doesn't make him look stupid? It doesn't embarrass him?
It makes him look weird.
Right. But he gets pissed off at the other thing?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
But it's like,
I can't deal with it.
I just feel like he doesn't own that story.
No, you're right.
I'm a big part of that. For me, I was a big part of it. It traumatized me.
Maybe we can do it on the show.
It's not like a first show.
We got to have a summit.
No.
If you can make it happen,
can I work on it?
A peace summit.
Yeah, sure. He won't do it because he's embarrassed by it.
He won't.
There's no chance
he's going to come on the air.
I remember being told about that story when I was in law school, and
it would never occur to me someone would lie about something like that.
It just never added up to me.
I was too naive.
I mean, that was back in the day when there were still phone calls. Like somebody, might have called me. And I'm in Philadelphia.
I talked to a therapist about it.
I remember.
And he called BS on it immediately.
No, I remember you were like, and people were expressing doubt, and you were like, he told me. And you passionately believed him. I was like, a softball?
It wasn't like one conversation.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
These are like dark conversations we had.
We got a ton of callers.
All right, I'm sorry.
Open Line Thursday is back.
Sorry. A little reality, a little real life bleeding into the show. All right, let's go to...
It wasn't planned. It was because the Colorado Avalanche. I gave him a clue.
Who knew that was going to dovetail into
that? You did bring it up.
I brought it up, but I'm not going to apologize for bringing it up. I'm apologizing.
No, I'm saying he brought it up today.
I would not apologize for bringing it up because I'm part of the story too, but I'm sorry that it upsets him. I'm sorry that he's upset by
it. I brought it up because we haven't heard an update for several months. Right. Turns out almost a year.
Because there is no update.
Well, because there's no update.
Yeah.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, what's up?
Hey, Dave.
I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. I busted up. Hey, buddy. Sorry.
What's up, bro?
The show's all over the place today.
Hey, how you guys doing? No worries. No worries at all.
Yeah.
Hey, so you guys occasionally talk golf, and which is good.
Occasionally?
But I'm more curious. I'm more curious about you all's golf game. If you guys can talk occasionally about some of the equipment you like to use, how'd you play that week?
Can I say this? Sure. Hold on. No one cares.
Yeah.
Hold on. What is Jason's hat that used to wear?
No one cares
what
you shot.
Yeah. Right.
It's a very famous hat.
Except for this guy.
Yeah. All right, but can I brag a little bit?
You know what's
bit?
Funny?
Sure. Can I brag a little bit?
Yeah. I've got a picture with my dog wearing that hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every time someone texts me, hey, I just shot 75.
Yeah.
I take a picture. I send that picture to him. I forward the picture of my dog.
I like that bit.
Well, I'm going to be that guy.
It's a great bit.
Yeah. I'm going to be that guy. So for the last 2 years, I rededicated myself to the game. And I've played better, but I've literally, from November of last year, and I'm terrible. At my best, I was a 9.2 index, okay? And I was proud of that. But there's a billion players better.
I think that's good.
Yeah, but I work really hard at it. But lately, my scores have been through the roof. Like, I'm shooting a million. And my body's banged up. I can't even stand up straight. I'm hitting so many balls. And when you shoot a million and you're practicing as much as I do, you want to just dive headfirst off the monument. Right. You just want to get to the top of the monument and dive headfirst. Yesterday, after taking 5 days off because my body's so banged up, four birdies, 78.
Ooh,
and
look
for me,
that's
a very good score.
That's very
not
good.
My best.
See, I want to hear about that. I've been in the 90s for like 5 years and can't break 90. So I want to hear about stuff. How are you doing
this? I'll sum up how Jekyll and Hyde my game is.
Mm-hmm. He just told you. He hits 100 balls a day.
That doesn't seem to matter. I choke under pressure.
I know, but he just asked, how have you improved?
Well, because I'm grinding. I'm working very hard at it. Okay?
Gotcha.
But
okay.
17. No one cares, but you will get a kick out of it, I think.
Valdez is upset he's not here.
Yeah. So 17, I finally, I got it together, smoked the drive. Okay? It doesn't matter what it is, but smoked in a par 5. I had about 230 in. Right, so it's very reachable. I tug it a little bit. I have a little chip just to get on. I mean, the world's easiest chip. Jason, I haven't played with Jason in years, but Jason and I used to play a lot of golf together. Got really nice soft hands. Jason has a really nice all-around game. For me, the game's a grind, right? My brain's going a million miles. Everyone says I'm a head case. You guys might be shocked. And that my brain is holding me back. I'm locked up on this chip. All I got to do, Jason would probably chip it in 2 out of 10. It's like an easy chip. I shaped the chip.
You guys say no one cares, and just,
well, let me finish
just what you said.
You're living with me, right?
Dave desperately cares.
Right? I know you hate this.
Dave,
I'm sorry.
You care more than you should. Actually,
I know you hate this. I hit the world's easiest chip. I hit it off the hosel.
Hosel rocket.
Right.
Off in the corner. And now I'm
like, didn't you take chipping lessons?
Of course. I've done everything. Listen. I chipped the next one in for birdie.
I think I chipped the next
there
one
you
in.
Go.
Look at you.
That was the kind of day the boys was having. That was the kind of day the boys was having.
But when you were when you were 230 yards out, what club did you use? I don't have a 230 yard.
I had a choke down 3 wood.
I can't hit my 3 wood off the deck.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm a little bit better than you then.
Definitely, definitely.
All right, all right, Dave. God bless you, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we're not going to talk more golf next. We're going to talk NFL with Warren Sharp, NFL analytics and betting expert. He's going to join us coming up next here on The Fan.